Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration from entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today is Denise Dominguez, and Denise is a wonderful empowerment coach. She has changed my life just being in it. So welcome, Denise.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here, Erica. Thank you for having me.
I'm just always so curious with you. Like, what are you up to?
Well,
right now.
Well, I first I want to piggyback what you just said, that I've changed your life, because it was you. I found you, and you've changed my life in so many ways. So, Yes, right back at you, girl. Like, you are a huge part of my success in this online coaching world.
That's amazing. And I remember a couple of years ago, I think you came on my Happiness Telesummit, right?
I found you through the Happiness Telesummit. That's how I found you and connected with you and met your guests and even grabbed some of them for my first summit, which was Heartache to Happiness.
Oh my goodness. I remember that.
Yeah.
Fun. You know, just for the listeners, you never know when just you being you is inspiring someone. Yes. So I had gotten the idea of the Happiness Telesummit some years back. And just what I'm hearing Denise say, I'm going to acknowledge. First of all, it's hard to acknowledge yourself. So I'm just going to acknowledge whatever caused me to create the Happiness Telesummit. Then how many summits have you had since then?
I'm working on my sixth one.
Oh my goodness.
And now I'm even taking them on live. I'm doing them. The first one's going to be in Toronto. So I'm taking it on the road.
Oh my goodness. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Well, I am so inspired to speak and get my message out there even more so than the way I do it now. So we came up with this idea to take it on stage. You know, the best way to be a keynote speaker is for you to put on your own live event, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're putting on your live event, you can hire the keynote speaker, and that could be you.
Bam, that's exactly it. And so it's the one that I did when our book launched last October, which the name of the online interview series was Authentically Me, Who the Hell Am I Anyway? And then we came up with this idea of let's brand this and take it on the road. So this online interview series is going to be a series, like literally part one, part two, part three. And then also, so part one was online, part two will be on stage, and then online, on stage, like that.
I love it. And you know, you kind of glossed over that beautiful book, but that was a pretty phenomenal book, and it was an international best-selling book. Happy Publishing happened to be the publisher of that book.
Happened to be. I mean, yeah.
Why don't you just mention a little bit? Our whole book's concept was breaking up with abuse.
And yes.
So Denise, why don't you just briefly bring us into that chapter that you wrote that was so
That book was huge for me, Erica. And the whole topic was huge for me because, you know, being in an abusive relationship, because there was no physical abuse going on, I didn't connect the dots that I was actually being in an abusive relationship. And I know that if I didn't realize that, there's a lot of other women who are not connecting the dots.
And I just got chills. And
yeah,
one of the stories Denise tells in her chapter, she was in a situation, I think, with the husband at the time where, was it, you couldn't go home or you couldn't, I can't remember the details. It was like, you were scared.
Which part?
I know. It was like you were scared to go home or you were scared to go somewhere else and your family was involved and it was still not clear to you that you were abused. Like you still couldn't see the forest for the trees yet.
Right. It actually took me, so I always describe my relationship as a toxic relationship and didn't really, like you said, connect the dots to it being an abusive relationship. And it was actually, I told the story about my being pregnant with my children. And in the first trimester, I tested positive for an STD. And until you just told me that before we recorded, that that is abuse. Let's call it what it is.
Right, from Dr. That. Ebony Attlee's show.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, so that's just another form of abuse that I didn't know that I was being abused.
I have body chills head to toe because I went through a toxic relationship and I didn't know it was abuse. And I'm just still getting present to the anger and the constant demeaning language. I mean, afterwards, it's like, it looks so clear from, you know.
Right. Yes.
In that situation anymore, it's like crystal clear that you had to get out, you know.
Yes. But crystal clear.
In the middle of it, you're just kind of like, how could I stay together? And the society is like, can't you stay with them? Can't you forgive him? Can't you
control?
Can't you work on it? Mm-hmm. The whole structure of the culture is to keep you in a situation. And it, I'm not saying that you shouldn't get counseling or figure out what's going on, and leaving isn't always the answer, but leaving needs to be on the table.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I agree.
It can't be like not on the table.
Yes. Yeah. Has to be an option.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So thank you for that, because that's something else that I can talk about and implement that into my message for women, that that was, that's just another form of abuse that I went through, and I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. So Denise, we have a few minutes left. Just tell us a little bit about how we can reach you, and maybe just describe your coaching a little bit for our audience.
Well, I'm a women's empowerment coach, and what I do is basically that. I empower women. My niche is women coming out of divorce, breakup, and they're feeling stuck and not knowing, like,
what's next? Yeah.
Yeah, what's next? And, you know, the first thing that I always love to tell everybody is the first thing that helped me when I was coming out of that was I chose me. It sounds simple, because for so many years, Erica, I put everybody first before me. Aww. And then when I came out of it, I chose me, and that shifted a lot. So I
look 10 years younger, 10 years later.
Probably. Yeah. Cause there's no stress. No abuse.
It looks better. So how can we reach you, Denise? Thank you for coming today.
Thank you. So my website is denisedominguez.com.
Okay.
And I'm on all social media. So Facebook, LinkedIn, you can find me on Denise Dominguez, and my email, which is denise@denisedominguez.com.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/The Erica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.